no sacred cows?
Well, no sacred cows. This really means because we want community input, I understand that different parents are attached to different things in the organization based on either what their personal experience was in school or what their child's experience is in school. And so I just want to make sure that based on our own experience, we don't try to cut out a piece of the pie and say that one's off limits because it's important to me. I think we have to go with this open mind and look at the organization as a whole.
So you'll accept any and all ideas from the community the next 5 weeks?
Absolutely, and I think we have to accept them all. Now, when you say accept, I want to be careful, and I'll make this more clear in November. All of these groups, the community group, the teachers group, the administrative group, they're advisory because in the end, it's my legal responsibility to give to the board a recommendation from the superintendent. So I understand in the end, I have to look at all those ideas and develop a list, if you will, a recommendation from myself. And so, yes, I am going to look at every idea that comes across my desk.
I guess you'll make the final list, but that would still need to be approved eventually by the board. Also,
that will need
right?
to be approved by the board. That's right. It's a recommendation from the superintendent, but it's approved by the Board of Education.
So you're looking at everything. It could be cutting back on the number of bus routes you run or the bus stops you make or cuts to the extracurriculars or in the classroom even, anything.
Anything. Everything you mentioned and more, Rich, is on the table. And I think if we take this balanced approach and we look across the whole organization and we take input from everybody involved inside the organization and outside, I think we'll find a reasonable set of recommendations to implement and move forward with. And in the end, we're still going to have an outstanding school district here.
And I think you addressed this during the forum, but how many cuts are you looking for? Do you have a dollar figure on this yet?
We really don't have a dollar figure on this yet because right now there's still too many unknowns. Although, as I said in the forum tonight, general state aid is prorated 89%. That very well could drop to 82%. That alone has a $300,000 difference to it. In addition to that, we haven't settled the employee's contract yet. So in terms of a contract moving forward, we really don't know what impact that'll have on the education fund.
The district is not in a deficit overall. You're just spending at a deficit this year, and you want to avoid a scenario where you're at zero or where the budget is in the red.
Well, and what that means by not deficit spending in general is if you look at all the funds and you add them all up, we're not in deficit spending. But that does not solve the problem we have currently in the education fund because the education fund is in of itself deficit spending at a rapid rate. And while there is some funds in those other funds that we can move some to the education fund to soften that, we can't completely stop the shortfall of the current state funding shortage. And so we have to look at those numbers, and we have to make some good but tough decisions.
The education fund is your biggest fund, and it's where you do most of your day-to-day expenses.
Sure. It's 80% plus of what we do. And so it makes sense when a fund is so large that the majority of your expenditures come out of that fund. And in particular, it's heavy-sided with employee salaries and benefits. So,
and I guess maybe I should rephrase that earlier question. I guess you have working cash fund, so it's not like you're zeroed out there, but you're trying to avoid a scenario where that zero's out or where you just keep dipping into your working cash, which is basically your savings.
Exactly, because if you're in a situation where, which we're getting ready to enter into, where we're going to begin taking money out of some of those other funds to soften the education fund, eventually those funds dwindle. And so just the fact that you would have dwindling funds is a situation that I think we need to address sooner than later. As I said in the forum tonight, many of our neighbors had good fund balances at one time, but they waited too long to make the decisions that we're talking about, including the community in here. And so I think if we make those decisions now at an early stage, we will prevent a crisis from occurring at all.
Typically, how much do you want to have in the working cash fund? Is it a certain percent of the overall budget?
There's not really a number there. There's a formula when you do the levy. And our particular formula, we bring in about $117,000 a year into the working cash fund. And it's just based on continually slightly growing that fund because, as you know, buildings cost more as you go along. Everything, the price of everything goes up. So they're saying, in essence, you need a larger number in your working cash fund to offset that if you find yourself eventually in a point where you need to use it. But, again, that'll be part of the discussion. Part of the discussion will be, is $2 million enough? And if we decide $2 million is enough, then we can adjust that rate at levy time, draw in less dollars into that working cash fund, and take those same dollars and direct them right to the Ed Fund, which again will slow the decline of the Ed Fund.
And are you willing, amongst other things, willing to consider the idea of a tax rate hike for the Ed Fund, a referendum?
You know what? If we got to the point down the road where we couldn't solve this issue any other way, of course, that would be one of the things that would be on the table. But as I said tonight, and you saw the reaction of the crowd when I asked how many in here would be willing to pay higher taxes, only four people raised their hand, and three of those were teachers in the district. And so the likelihood of a referendum passing in this community is pretty slim.
All right. Anything else you think the community should know about this?
Just that hopefully the community will spend the next 5 weeks not arguing about things that should go or things that should stay, but having good, rich conversation with each other about what is truly important to maintain about our school district.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.